Attention, all curious minds, innovators, and trendsetters. It's time to pause, lean in, and get ready for an extraordinary journey as we dive deep into the fascinating realms of life, technology, entertainment, and business. Let's explore, learn, and grow together. Brace yourselves, for the next thrilling episodes of Hit Their Talks is about to take off. Counting down from 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And here we go.
Hi everyone, Zoltan here. We're back again this week with Hip to Talks after 1 week of pause when we traveled to Prague to host Prague Gaming and Tech Summit. Today we're back in the Web3 space again, and I have here Chan Peacock of DIGA Labs. I hope I pronounced your name correctly and your company's name.
Yeah. Hello, Zoltan. Thank you so much. I'm Chan Peacock, and I'm coming from DIGA Labs. And thank you so much for having me.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us. Before we dive into the questions, as usual, we would like to ask you to say a few words about yourself and your company so that the audience gets to know you.
Yeah. Of course. I'm Chan. I'm CEO and co-founder of DIGA Labs, and we are building this project over 2.5 years, and we are building two projects under DIGA Labs actually, and one of them is DIGArt, one of them is Eldarun. Eldarun is a Web3 gaming development studio, and DIGArt is a Web3 gaming infrastructure. As DIGA Labs, we are trying to build vaults in Web3, actually. On the DIGA side, we are trying to build Steam. And on the Eldarun side, we are building our games and to, you know, become fully Valve and complete our vision. And right now, all of our products almost ready. And we have 4 different games. Every one of them is playable on the Eldarun side. And on the infrastructure side, all of our, sub products also ready, and this sub product supports Eldarun's interface and infrastructure.
All right, so yeah, that's quite some achievement, and I'm really looking forward to doing this. So as a starting question, I would like to ask if you could share the journey that led to DIGA Labs to partner with which we saw in the news with L1X. Especially considering that you guys have an ambitious $15 million seed round valuation, right? So what sparked this groundbreaking alliance in the blockchain gaming world?
Yeah, actually, this is pretty good for us and Layer 1X. And every time I, think about Layer 1X capabilities, my mind is blowing up. because they are solving interoperability without bridges. So any of a blockchain user have a chance to transfer their assets from non-EVM to EVM without bridges. And this is pretty, revolutionary. And this interoperability took us and from Layer 1X side, and we are building in here a Valve of Web3, and we have ready to go products, and our also games are interoperable each other. If you have one NFT, you can use on our NFTs for different games, and this guys love this idea, and our teams are really well communicated with Layer 1X team, and we are trying to build, really good things together. And because of this, they invited us, and we are building very good products for us, for them, and to integrate and make it interoperable.
All right, so I guess the word of the 2024 is interoperability. We will be discussing this in many podcasts this year. Yeah, so I'm glad I could pronounce it now correctly. So how does this integration with Layer 1x revolutionary blockchain technology with the DIGA Labs dynamic gaming ecosystem, including also the Elder Rune, DIGARD, and DIG Arcade you mentioned, redefine the boundaries of blockchain gaming?
Yeah. As I mentioned, we are building a whole ecosystem in here. And with Layer 1x integration, this whole ecosystem will turn limitless. And on DIGAR side, we are building and providing to Web3 gamers end-to-end solutions from blockchain integration to until community building. Every step on the process, we would like to support them. And for the Layer 1x side, they are took every one of our capabilities and make it interoperable. And this makes seamless and boundaries without boundaries structure. So basically removing the limitations and making a great experience for whole players and all of the games.
All right.
In the market.
So we reached the point where player experience across several platforms has to be seamless, has to be very quick, but also now has to have a universal gaming ID, right? So, the introduction of a universal gaming ID is supposed to revolutionize player experience across platforms, which is very important and can give a big boost. So, can you elaborate on how this initiative will create a more unified and seamless gaming ecosystem?
UID is really cool, and it's it basically supports in six different ways. It enhances the social connectivity between gamers, and once gamers connected with each other, the gameplay time increases, and this is really basic mechanics of the gaming world. And also there is a streamlined access and authentication opportunity. And we have a chance to offer personalized gaming experience according to gamers' process and gameplay mechanics. And we can provide data to them and from which game they making more money and making lots of earning some NFTs, and which games is less profitable. And we are offering the data to the gamers, and they can increase their revenues, and they can control their privacy, and they can share this UID by personalizing to someone else. For example, if I want to send you, for example, I just send my wallet username and my past gaming experience, but if I want to join a guild, and I will create all of my past gaming experience and my return of investments and my profit, etc., every details. And this social connectivity help us to build good increase the number of players, and with this UID's referral system, once you refer someone else this platform, you will start to earn from their actions.
All right.
Yeah, basically, I can say this about.
All right. So again, back to Layer 1x and its cutting edge technology. What new dimensions of secure, scalable, and high-performance Web3 games can players anticipate And how does this enhance gameplay and graphics? Because it has to be a boost, right?
Yeah. And so on the Layer 1X app site, they have L1X app, and they are planning to, you know, enhance the gaming technology on browsers. They are trying to develop a technology, something like this. And in addition to this, for mobile and PC games, they can easily connect with L1X app during playing a game. And this also removes the boundaries, and, you know, and this makes everything more scalable and secure.
All right. So also, I want to also touch based on cross-chain compatibility, which your collaboration promises cross-chain asset recognition, as you mentioned earlier. How will this feature enrich the gaming experience for players, and what implication does it have for asset utility and value across different blockchain networks?
Yeah, this is, you know, the best way, the best thing Layer 1X provides, and the interoperability and cross-chain compatibility. And you have one NFT. For example, I will give an example from Eldorun site. We have four games, and for example, you have one champion, a warrior, and it costs 1 BNB on BNB chain. And you have a chance to transfer this NFT on Solana and, for example, sell it on Magic Eden.
Yeah.
And also, you will have a chance to battle Solana player with a Solana player at the same time. So you don't need to move BNB chain to or Solana chain to play the game. And this unify whole ecosystem as one. And you can play at the same time with different chains. And if you want to move that chain, you can also move that chain. And this help us to, the Layer 1X capability help us about this.
Right. So let's also talk about safety and securing the game wares. Given the focus on secure and decentralized gaming experiences, what measures are Layer 1X and Diga Labs implementing to ensure a gaming environment that is both safe but also equitable for players?
Yeah, and for example, on the Diga Labs side, we have 6-step security control and for gamers and gameplay mechanics and for the project and for the gamers actually. And on the Layer 1X side, and they're also focusing really full focus to security, but I'm not fully tech guy. Because of this, I'm not fully, you know, understand their security mechanics. But I know what our team building. And every time you make a interaction with a game, and we control six things at the same time. And when everything is ready, and we are securing and controlling it one more time, checking everything is ready. And yeah, because of I'm not tech guy, I'm not able to give all the details about this, and but yeah, this security thing is really important. And our backend guys and our system architecture, Gökhan fully focuses on security. And before make it secure, he doesn't want to make it public or make it testable.
All right. So as I mentioned to our audience in January, February, we only have to blink one or twice, and it's the end of the year again. So yeah, it's already April now. And as a final question, as you look towards the future, let's say it's the end of 2024, the beginning of 2025, what are the roadmap and strategic plans for Diga Labs in partnership with Layer 1X? And I'm interested in what are you excited about in this roadmap, and how will these initiatives continue to push the envelope in blockchain game?
Yeah. Zoltan, we would like to build Steam in Metaverse.
All right.
And the infrastructure that we are building on the Digar side, the games that we are building on the Eldarun side, support our vision to build, Steam on Metaverse. Think about it. And when you enter the Steam, there is a screen and you are choosing games and you are joining community side and commenting other games, downloading games. And the idea of being on Metaverse is Steam. And, you are waking up in a cyberpunk world and you are opening eye and everywhere is, building, and there are guilds and NFT marketplaces, chain interactions, and every building has different games. And once you enter this building, you are entering the game. And also there will be some mechanics that guilds can hang out each other without any games and they can battle each other. So it will be game inside game. And once you enter the building and you will play to, for example, if you want to play Heroes of Eldarun game, you need to go that building. And you have, if you want to play a different game, you need to go to the different building. Yeah, we are trying to build something like this. And the backend side, and all of our doing is supporting us to reach this goal. Steam on Metaverse. It's pretty, gives them goosebumps.
Yeah, it does. And I wish you all the luck with it. So thank you so much for your time, and thank you for our audience for sticking around. John, if you want to give some parting words to the audience, be my guest.
Yeah, thanks so much, Zoltan. It was a pleasure to meeting with you and having me. And we are here to build, and we are building the most complex blockchain technology. And we love to be here. We love to say GM every morning to our community. And this market really, really, really gives me positive vibes every morning.
All right, so that's a good driving force for you, and congratulate you for that. All right, so thank you once again, guys, for joining us. We'll be back next week with more Hipter Talks. Take good care.
And that's a wrap for this section of Hipter Talks. Thank you for being a part of our journey today. Don't forget to tune in next week for more insights and discussions. Stay connected with us on Spotify, YouTube, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, and more. Until then, keep exploring and keep growing. We'll see you next time.